For WFIU Arts, I'm David Wood. You might remember watching educational films when you were a kid, movies about how to treat fellow students with respect, how to have healthy relationships, or even films about academic subjects like biology. Watching them today, these films can seem dated. This is especially true on the social guidance films of the 1950s, which have titles like What to Do on a Date or Are You Popular? The Indiana University Library's Film Archive has more than 46,000 of these educational films, all of which provide a glimpse into our cultural history. The Film Archive is currently digitizing their film collection, which they expect to take 15 years. We invited three graduate assistants from the Film Archives to tell us about some of the weird and wonderful films they've come across while cataloging their collection.
I am Josephine McRobbie, and I am a graduate assistant at the Indiana University Library's Film Archive. I brought Future Shock, which is an educational classroom film that was directed by Alexander Grasshoff. It was narrated and hosted by Orson Welles during the later period of his career, and it's about future and innovation and how technology is tearing society apart.
Future Shock results from too much change in too short a time. Disposability of products and people. Thousands of people are alive today only because they carry inside them electronic devices, plastic parts, transplanted organs.
It talks about technological change in the modern world. It talks about artificial limb innovations, modular architecture, hippies, and how they're living this transient existence. And it's just basically really, really funny and campy and interesting for those reasons. But it's also really relevant, I think, to the way that people still do view change and innovations.
Change is necessary, but change itself is out of control. That is the challenge posed by Future Shock, to look deeply and clearly into today's world.
I'm Jason Evans Groth, and I'm a graduate assistant at the Indiana University Library's Film Archive. There's a film in our archive called Chucky Lou, The Story of a Woodchuck.
When Chucky Lou was a young woodchuck, she lived in a field near the edge of a wood.
In the film, you'll see Chucky Lou being, one might say saved, others might say abducted, but she's picked up on the side of the road by a very concerned Indiana citizen and taken to a state park where she is fed until she gets really fat. She is dressed up in hula skirts and other Victorian-style dresses to amuse children, but she's also treated very well by the state park person.
Chucky Lou has several different dresses and hats that people have made for her. Doesn't she seem to enjoy showing off her clothes? Almost as much as the children enjoy watching her. Here she is in her apron and bonnet. She looks like an old lady in this costume, doesn't she?
Over the course of the movie, which you can watch on our streaming website, you see Chucky Lou go from a scared and lonely woodchuck who a couple of Hoosiers happen to notice, and they just pick her up without unceremoniously just grab her from the forest and take her to a state park where the very concerned conservator wants her to have a great life. And she really gets fat, really, really fat by the end of it.
In the fall, when the children go back to school, Chucky Lou eats more and more. She gets very, very fat to be ready for the cold winter ahead.
I wouldn't call it sinister, but it is odd when you see the woodchuck propped up on a child-sized chair wearing a Victorian dress with kids looking at her without much regard for what is going on in front of them. The gravity of the situation isn't as heavy as it is for those of us watching it through the internet or on film.
My name is Asia Harmon. I am a graduate assistant for the Indiana University Library's Film Archive. I chose a film called One Got Fat, which was made in 1963, and it's an educational film about 10 children who, in the movie, are dressed up as monkeys, and they have these masks and tails on, and so the premise is that they're all going to ride their bikes 9 blocks to have a picnic, and they all give their picnic, their sack lunches, to one of the kids. And over the course of the 9 blocks, 8 of them do not follow bicycle safety regulations.
Oh, he knew very well that bike riders are supposed to signal just like auto drivers, hand down for slow or stop, hand up for right turn.
And as the narrator, who was Edward Everett Horton, who was also the narrator for the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons, he tells us about how each of the children are bumped off, which more or less it means that they, you know, they do not make it to the picnic by not watching for stop signs, or they don't use their hand signals.
Pretty soon, he began to feel silly making so many signals to stay out in front. So he skipped one to rest his poor old tired arm. Just one signal. Once. At this point, Rooty Toot Jasperson left the party.
There's one kid who does make it, and because he's the one with all the sack lunches, he's the one who gets fat. As far as the weirdness factor, this one kind of is one of the ones that takes the cake for sure.
You can watch these films online and learn more about the IU Film Archives on our website, wfiu.org/arts. Thank you to the IU Film Archivist Rachel Stolce, who says she has a special place in her heart for all of the social guidance films from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, including one made on the IU campus called Drinking and Thinking. That one's on our website, too.